Good morning, good afternoon, and good day to our Dad Timeout Show listeners around the world. Welcome to the Dad Timeout Show. We're just four dads with 12 kids between us, and we all, oddly enough or not, work in the entertainment industry. We're not parenting experts, but we listen to them, we interview them, we read what they have to say, and then we report back to you and ourselves to see how we're doing. Tonight, we'll be discussing tips for, drumroll, discussing tips for surviving the holidays. It's a place to put your feet up or down, relax, listen to us, and let us do the legwork. We'll do the research and the reading. All articles, interviews, and show notes are now available on www.dadtimeoutshow.com after each show. And we're very interactive with our listeners, so if you could follow us, like us, or subscribe, we would be forever grateful. And follow us on the Instagrams, where we are most active. In tonight's show, of course, the dads will kick off with a little catch-up, a little autumn chatter, and then they'll have their take on parents' funny tweets of the week, all from one of the show's favorite writers, Simon C. Holland. And then in Smart Articles by Smart People, the dads will be discussing two articles, one from Care.com called Five Tips for Surviving the Holidays, and a bonus article, Seven Holiday Tips for Parents to Save Your Sanity, and hopefully you can glean some nuggets in just in time for the holidays. We'll wrap up with a quick quiz from the Crafty Lab, folks, and then, finally, they'll talk about gratitude and things that make them smile. Speaking of things that make me smile, I am joined by my favorite eighth grader tonight. Eights are very spoken number in our house right now. What's your name, sir?
My name is Landon.
Landon, welcome to the show. How are you feeling tonight?
All good.
You feeling all good? Are you Riz?
Stop.
No cap?
Stop.
I'm Sigma.
Stop.
Got. I got them all. All right, Landon, it's tradition that we always start off with a dad joke. Let's hear it from the kiddos.
What do you call a running turkey?
What do you call a running turkey?
I know this one.
I have no idea.
Fast food.
Fast food? That's amazing. All right, I know you've got food on the way, so why don't you head inside the house? Thank you, Landon. Let's give him a nice round of applause. Coming up next is the Gentleman and the Dad Timeout Show.
Gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe, here in this great hall of justice, are the most powerful forces of good ever assembled, dedicated to truth, justice, and peace for all mankind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dad Timeout Show.
All right, the guys are now around the corner. Why are you
he's
giggling?
Starting with a giggle.
He's giggling.
I'm always giggling.
First of all, big toasts.
Hey,
toast.
Cheers.
I'm not sure what we're consuming. My wife had to run to a parent-teachers group meeting.
It's like medicinal.
But it's got pomegranates and all sorts of things.
She just threw a bunch of stuff in a cup. It tastes good.
Wait a minute, Ben. I hear you, and I hear Chris, but I also hear an unfamiliar voice in the chair tonight. I know our one contributor is on some fancy vacation somewhere. I've just seen the pictures. But we have a very special guest in the house. Ben, would you like to introduce our very special guest tonight?
You know, I thought, guys, I didn't get permission, but I just said I'm bringing my father-in-law,
okay,
whether you guys like it or not. So we got in the house Mr. Peter Dirksen from the Netherlands, and none other. Okay.
All right, can we hit a pick?
Quick, I'm going to bring my mic over here to my father-in-law here who's looking at us.
A little lean-in. Intro.
Well, I'm quite happy to be to enter this show. I'm a bit different from the other fathers. Actually, my kids already are 40. Yeah, how many? 43, 44.
How old's my wife?
You're still a dad.
So the problems I have with them are a bit different. The other ones probably deal with adolescence and those kind of things. I have to treat with kids that treat with adolescents. So that's quite different.
I understand. Well, we always say on the show, Peter, that you once you decide to have a child, you really never, ever again stop parenting. So, you know, we dole out all sorts of information from all ages and all groups, and we are honored and privileged to have you sitting with us tonight. Welcome.
I think it's our first father-in-law on the show, yeah. I think. And you know, the funny thing about father-in-laws, they really don't get to choose their son-in-laws, unfortunately. So we're working on it over here.
Yes, yet here we are. Well, all right, we've got a great show tonight, and, our, and we want to welcome once again our very, very special guest. This is super exciting. Yes, our fourth cohort in crime is over in someplace where I saw Blue Water. I don't know.
Hawaii?
Maybe Hawaii, maybe Aloha. Cabo, maybe Lake Chabot. I don't know.
Photoshopped.
I don't know by photoshopped.
Boost of saturation.
But we've got a lot of stuff. So I'll just paint the room real quick. We have our very special guest, Ben and Chris, are in the house. The temperature is moderate. We actually just missed a downpour.
Oh, yeah, that was weird.
Which is, you know, it's funny. I told Chris this before you arrived. I was going to make fun of weather folks tonight, like, because we've been all expecting this storm for a week.
Storm watch.
Level 2 storm on Thursday. Yeah. Winds out of, you know, you get all this hype, and we've gotten zero. And I get so excited about the little things in life, and I was so excited about this storm. And it fizzled out. So I thought, oh, let me make fun of weather people to start the show. And I'll be darned, I'm in my house, and all of a sudden they're to the raindrops. I'm like, all my equipment was out.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, rare moment. So they got back at me. Karma, according to Taylor Swift.
Well, karma
is a good friend.
When I told them my family here that it's raining, the Dutchies, they did giggle at me. This isn't right.
You know, yeah, yes.
It's a drizzle.
Yeah, well, yes, of course. It is. That's nothing.
Anyway.
It's a buzzkill is what it is. Have you guys all had a good week? Our episode tonight is about the holidays. Peter, are you in for the holidays? Are you coming for a spell?
Yes, we are here for a month.
A month?
Yeah.
Oh, that is fantastic. Are you staying at the home?
Yeah, we're just staying partly in the home.
What do you think of the outdoor shower?
We're going to take care of a dog. Of somebody else who is on a holiday. Oh, the Belgian douche.
The outdoor shower.
Which you made.
Yeah.
For
my family that I provided. Yeah.
Yeah, well, in the Hilton, it's a bit more comfortable. But we can do with it. We can manage.
Yes. Well, we have fun with that every week on the show with Ben not only building an outdoor toilet and shower in the middle of a random urban area, but also throwing shooting arrows and throwing axes and all those types of things, which are all part of the family fair.
Yeah, you gotta work with what you got.
I like it, Ben. I like it. Well, it's been a heck of a week, so we are getting ready for the holidays, and of course, that's kind of our topic tonight. We will still have a Christmas show, as we'll put this out about early December, but we thought we'd dive in and kind of talk about the holidays and give parents some tips, especially traveling tips, all that types of stuff. We're in the home stretch. School's been driving me absolutely bonkers, and I can't wait for a little break.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
You're not even in the school. That's your driving bonkers. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Thanksgiving. Well, yeah. Turkey Day's next.
You mean just like the all the stuff?
Yeah, all the stuff. It's a lot.
No, I've just been frazzled. I can't. I'm like, you know, when you have to go to the bathroom and you're right at your house, but it's still like you got to open the door and go upstairs and do all that. Like, I'm right at the finish line. I'm looking at the holiday break. It's just right. You know, I see the light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm just like dragging myself there to just get some respite.
How appropriate, because tonight we will have suggestions on how to alleviate your discomfort with the holidays. Is that like an older person thing?
What?
That my body somehow, I won't have to go to the bathroom until I'm a block away from my house.
Oh, and your body knows you can.
And then all systems kick in. And then
how many coffees
there's
have
no
you had?
Reverse. Yeah. You're caught in the tractor beam, and then it's like, you know, no turning back, man. It's like, oh, it's, I might have to physically close pin action. You guys don't know.
Dad's, you're talking about one talking. Or two.
Well, no, either, but yeah. usually one for me.
Oh, that's easy, though. Just
but then I'm trying to, like, get the right key, and then I put the key in upside down, and, like, yeah. it all is happening. Man. I'm just curious if it's just me. So my kiddo just wrapped up a theater week, so that happened. It was very fun and exciting. She did Godspell. But the only reason I mention it is because it was a real joy, and I, like, with all the crazy news in the world, it was just really fun to see teenagers expressing themselves on a stage in cohesion, yeah, putting on a musical, or you could say that about any sports, yeah, or anything like that. But when you're looking for distraction and positivity these days with all the insanity, it's nice to see your kids immersed in these, like, really fun and
healthy
cool activities.
Stuff, right?
Yeah, for sure. Oh, darn it. I forgot to do it. I didn't bring it out.
What'd you forget?
I wanted to talk about my two new favorite things.
A little Mr. Machine?
Oh, is it here?
No, I'm... Don't already. Ruin Christmas. Sorry, oh, sorry, I got sorry. A lot of news. No, I wanted to talk about...
sorry.
Maybe I'll save it for the next show. My favorite new product is this thing called Cozy Earth, right? So, I don't know. I might have been Oprah's favorite. I can't remember where I found this little nugget, but it's like the softest bed sheets I've ever laid on in my life. And I splurged a little bit. I got them. And
What do you call it? The thread count.
But you're like a splurger.
800 thread count.
They're heaven. It's just heaven. You spend how much of your life in a bed?
In a bed, yeah. A third of your life.
Well, especially Americans, like 98%.
I love my bed. Oh, huh? Gosh. Yeah, I want all that, but... I'm invested. That's like more than a car, I think. It's more important, your bed and where you rest.
I agree.
Yeah.
So I've got good news for you.
Yes.
So then...
Cozy Mat? What is it?
It's Cozy Earth.
Cozy Earth.
And I'm going to...
And they're not a sponsor. You're just
doing
this.
They will be.
Well, they may be, because let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you what happened. Then we'll move on to the big show. So my wife, one of the holidays that you buy things, I can't remember whether it was an anniversary or a baseball game or whatever it was, but I got her these Cozy Earth pajamas, which are made of the same material.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay.
So today I get a handwritten note from the CEO of Cozy Earth.
What?
And he said, he wrote out a whole card.
Like,
and
thanking you?
I said, is this AI? Like, is this, is this like
AI? No,
there's no mistake. It's real handwriting. You can see the finger smudges.
Okay.
You could fake that. But I think that's a good gesture. I think that's awesome.
My guess was this, that like he takes like three or four legitimate customers out of however many and handwrites them every once in a while. And I got chosen in the Cozy Earth lottery.
Sweet. Reply and ask about sponsorships. We were just talking. Send a link to this where we're talking about them right now.
I'm very happy for you.
Way to be forward about it. So I'll tell you what I'll do, though. Next episode, he gave me a promo code for friends and family.
Dude.
And I will give the promo code out. And I believe it's 45% off all things Cozy Earth.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, it's legit. So
I'll fire that up right now.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Cozy, if you're out there, man. Hey.
Mr. Cozy Earth.
Yeah.
I don't think his name's Cozy Earth, but, you know, so what? What do I matter? Anyway, so I'm going to wrap this segment up, like, again, with gratitude. And then we'll move on to tweets of the week from the great Simon C. Holland. We did get another nice karmic thing. We were mentioned in this group of podcasts this week. It's called Fathering Future Leaders. Yeah. And we were mentioned along these really amazing podcasts of being like one of the ones to listen to.
Wow, man. Come on. What's up on the board?
I was very excited about that.
You don't get a fanfare. Do, 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 do.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. You're slipping, man.
Hold on.
Find it.
There you go. Well, I hit the Twilight one, but that's the same thing. All right. So let me just share some of our company because it's kind of cool. And I actually listened to some of them this week, and they're very good podcasts and actually super popular. So I'm honored. Dadville with Dave Barnes and John McLaughlin. We're right next to them on the list, by the way. Everyday Parents, a Day in the Life podcast. Dang. Young Dad podcast.
Ooh, Young Dad.
This one I started this morning, and I didn't get all the way into it, but it was pretty funny. Oh, Baby, I Had No Idea. right? Great name. A Girl Dad Show, a professional parenting podcast. A friend of our show's, The Good Guy Altogether, Art Eddie and the Art of Fatherhood podcast, and Navigating Joy Together, as well as Budcast, which comes from Buzzsprout.
We're in there.
That's really, really super honored. Nice.
That's good company right there, man.
Girl Dad Nation brought us into that fold. Yeah.
It makes me feel like cider by a fire.
It's good stuff. All right. Well, coming up next are tweets of the week, and they're from one of our all-timers, Simon C. Holland. So hang on. Tweets of the week coming up next.
Time now for the tweets of the week.
All right, it's time for Tweets of the Week, and you know, where this is going to come out in December, so I think we could tackle the holidays a little early. Simon C. Holland says, here's a marriage tip. If you need a new can opener, just get a new can opener. Don't give one to your wife for Christmas.
Mm. Yeah, that's honestly my wife's move. She usually gets me kitchen stuff.
Look, who's laughing?
Yeah, my father-in-law's laughing. He giggled before you.
But, I do that a lot. I get the gift that I need. It's like she's like, hey, a Dremel tool? What is this? Oh.
Right.
You can use it for all sorts of stuff.
Well,
you
know? How often do you, like pans and like shared stuff? That's
last
what
one I
get
got the
a
robot
the
vacuum
shared.
Just because I'm like, okay, let's.
Is wait. This for me?
You got your wife a robot vacuum?
Those are great.
Is that bad?
The Roomba? Zumba?
The Roomba.
Yeah, yeah. On our chore list, she like picked the floors, and this is like a way for it to just auto.
It's
do
great.
It,
yeah, no, we got one. Yeah, I got to say, I'm in. More it than works way better than I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. I've done combined like I don't know if it's a direct example, I can't remember, I'm getting old. I may have bought the Cozy Earth sheets for my wife, and
yeah,
then
exactly.
I enjoy them
you're
as well.
In there,
right?
So
no, but that's
well.
It. It's like it's okay. Shared gifts. It's like, hey, we need this. All right.
Yeah, we need that. Yeah, what,
exactly. We'll do that once in a while.
That's what a can
we'll
opener
say.
Is.
Let's not get each other X, and we will chip in together and get Y. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever it might be. All right. Yeah.
However, the other person should be a little excited about it.
But win-wins are good. I like win-wins.
I get stuff that's just on the list. Like, oh, that pan's old. Here's a new one. Happy birthday.
And it's wrapped. It's like, and yeah, the panhandle's not even wrapped.
It's a dad gift, though, you know.
All right. Number two. A string of Christmas lights that doesn't work is the worst. Luckily, yeah. Last year, I put all those strands back in the bin with the good ones so I can be mad again this year.
We always hope that somehow they're going to work next
year.
It's
going to magically fix itself.
Yeah. Well, they do sometimes.
They need to marinate sometimes. Yeah, and then after something like a season off.
Yeah, like, and then sometimes you shake them.
Yeah.
Like you do the snake whip, and then all of a sudden they pop on.
See, we have those old school ones where it's still like one, if one goes out, they all go out. So you got to figure out.
That's
no, the new ones, like, you know, you just, yeah.
I don't have any new ones.
It's the modern ones, man.
Oh, wait a minute. I forgot about this little.
Yeah, see, and now they all got LEDs and whatnot. Like,
oh, put it on.
The rain got
solar.
You.
Yeah, they're solar.
Solar.
Oh, good thing my house isn't solar. We would have no power right now.
Just talking to nobody. Yeah. Each other.
I'm only kidding. I'm enviro-friendly, if that's a word. Where were we? Christmas lights. Speaking of that, I found the ultimate Christmas decoration. You can get a Clark Griswold 6-foot statue where he's plugging in the lighting.
And electrocuted?
Yeah. And you put it in your front yard.
Ah, hallelujah.
I saw it on the gram. I may actually get it.
Let's get it.
That's good.
Okay, number three from Team Simon Holland. My wife and I are 3 weeks in on researching and discussing air fryers and if it's worth losing the counter space. Mm. Middle-aged Christmases are wild.
That's crazy. Answer is no. That's not worth real estate, no.
Isn't it funny, though? You break down the weirdest things in that age bracket. Can we? Why is that there? Does that make sense?
Air fryer is definitely a cupboard.
Yeah, yeah.
Bring it out. When
but I think
it.
Like pre-marriage, I would run 5 cords around and just mm-hmm. buy whatever looked cool. And
yeah, like a little ice cream maker out on the counter.
Yeah, yeah. Rice cooker, ice cream maker,
we
air fryer.
We have the, what do you call it? Not the crock pot, but the Instapot. That was like trendy a little while back. So that's out on the. My wife decorates. It's got a little Harry Potter sticker on there and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Does she cook?
I don't know. Once in a while.
No, I'm not making fun of her. I'm saying, what does she cook in the crock pot?
Oh, like those like beef stews and chili.
Really?
And yeah, you just dump stuff in
there
and
turn it on. You're a stew guy.
Yeah, yeah. I love stew.
My wife, we both cook, but she's the one that kind of commandeers the crock pot. But it only makes an appearance every once in a while, which makes me sad. I kind of like that.
Crock pot's underutilized. Yeah.
Underutilized.
Put a sticker on it.
Yes. I'll put a sticker on it. Okay. Number four. Wow, my kids are decorating the heck out of this small lower left section of our Christmas tree this year.
That makes me uncomfortable just hearing it, yeah.
Do you guys do how do you do your tree?
Dude, look at how tall these guys are, you know.
Right. You gotta
only
spread
do
it
the
out.
Top
it's got to be even, man. I stand back. Check it. Is it evenly dispersed?
You're the star guy.
We do
there,
it.
Right?
No, I one of the kids get to
oh,
do
you,
the star.
You carry him up?
Yeah.
Oh, the that's shoulder so thing. Cute. Oh.
Tradition.
Really? We're gonna talk. We can't do that anymore.
Why not?
Yeah.
Minor.
Beyond
too big.
Carry.
Fourth grader.
Well, I mean, no, I mean, don't let a kid do the star? Or?
Well, we always let a kid do
I'm
the star.
I'm not talking about him on his shoulders.
Man. No, I never do. They all, the kids always do it, but we don't do it on the shoulders anymore. Oh. We roll the dice and see how it plays out.
No. Clark, another grizzle.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I told you I fell off the roof hanging my Christmas lights
yeah,
out.
Let them do it.
Remember I sent you the picture?
Yeah.
But here's my first reaction, though. I fell and I was injured. But I yelled to my wife. She's like, "What's that noise?" I'm like, "Get the camera. Get the camera. This is funny."
I think I hurt myself.
All right. Simon C. Howell, number six. Absolutely no one. Blank. Old Navy email at 6 a.m. on Christmas Eve. There's still time. Do you fall for it? Or are you completely packed and loaded on by Christmas Eve? Do you do any last second, or are you guys like a month out, 2 months out?
Oh, I'm a week of type of guy.
Are you?
Week before. If I see something, like today, I saw something. Oh, she'd like that. And then, you know, if it comes my way. But, yeah, we really hone in, I'd say, week before.
I mean, wow. You know, the 24th. Prime, you know, you just kind of boop, boop, boop.
Oh, dude, come on, man. No. Shop local, bro.
Yeah, I do a mix. Yeah,
freaking Amazon.
Where are you going to the honey store?
Well, I'm telling you, I'll say it on the air. I can't do. I mean, Amazon is ruining retail.
You can say it.
It's ruining retail.
I don't think they're going to sponsor us.
They're not going to sponsor us. But
I know. But like you know, it's just like it shows up for free the next day.
Well,
like,
we're going to get to the article, and I'll skip ahead just with one thing. That experience is what we've been focusing on. You know.
Well, my wife's good. She'll like we'll be visiting a national park, and I'll make a comment about a plate in August, and then it'll be under the tree.
Plate?
Somehow
she's
she
good
will,
at that.
Yeah, she will smuggle that's, it and then get it and then dude, whatever it might
like,
be.
See, that's magic. I really think that's like
comes
the
rain.
Above and beyond. See?
Or what do you want to do?
Don't say anything bad about the
coming closer.
It's fine. We're fine.
Let's just go under the umbrella.
We're good.
Sleigh bells ring.
Well, the mics are
Are you listening?
It's not really even. Okay, now it's
all right, we're coming back in with a little rain.
Let's tell everybody what
a
just happened.
A little rain controversy.
We just brought it in, a huddle, see? Huddle form.
It's the weather karma that
it.
I spoke of
exactly.
earlier. All right, well, this tweet's appropriate then. This is from, I don't know if you've been paying attention, these are from Simon C. Holland.
Never heard
Holland.
Of him.
And he Holland. Moved the thermos, so this is from Simon C. Holland. These are tweets that he has put out from Simon C. Holland. And the rain has already stopped. Move the thermostat up 1 degree this morning as a little holiday treat for the family.
6 hours worth, you know. Yeah.
See, my wife's the worst there.
Well, she won't turn it on.
She won't turn it off.
Well,
she won't
good.
Turn it down.
Put a sweater on.
I am the one that, like, was... Yeah, but it gets cold.
It's like
so
12
put a
cents
sweater
a
on.
Minute every, you know.
It is
that's
crazy.
Like, is it?
It's like $1 an hour, you know, so.
It's very expensive.
Yeah.
But, yeah, try a sweater first. I'm all for that, but.
All right, we'll get into number 9 and 10, and then we'll move on to smart articles by smart people. Hey, these are from Simon C. Holland, who's very funny on Twitter. If you want to know what it's like to be middle-aged, just said, wow, this is really nice wrapping paper. High quality.
Jesus.
Yeah. Do you? So I'm not going to name the relative, but we'll force you to take the wrapping paper off nicely. Fold it and reuse it.
I do that just out of courtesy, you know, when you're unwrapping a gift.
Why am I not surprised?
Really?
No. Well, you do the rip out, tear it all
what
up?
Are you going to do? You're really going to save wrapping paper?
We fold it and then put it in the recycling bin.
Well, okay. Just crumple it up and put it in the recycling
bin. I don't
know
bin. What. Yeah, it's just more like I've been trained because my mom used to do that, like save all the wrapping paper, especially the fancy ones.
Well, bags, yeah.
No, like the paper. If you don't crease it, you can reuse that.
I mean, it's got to be some damn nice paper.
Back in the day, you would like do your school books and stuff. Remember, you'd like
with a paper bag, with a grocery bag.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Well, that's funny, gentlemen, because Simon C. Holland has a follow-up tweet that says, "Just saved another 7-inch scrap of wrapping paper that will never get used."
Right.
You still got to do it. Conservation.
Still gotta do it.
You know
I don't
mean?
Know. Okay. All right.
All right. Then last but not least, and then we'll move on to smart articles by smart people. This is from Simon C. Holland. Hey, on top of all the stress during the busiest month of the year, don't forget to dress your kid up next week for Grinch Day, Reindeer Day, Polar Express Day, Holly Day, and Cheer Day. Love elementary schools.
I know, right?
And we're doing that in high school. This whole week was Spirit Week, so they
catch what you can, man.
Hippie Day. They had like Frat Boy Day. All these weird. They had to dress up like these
frat
random things. Yeah,
it's Frat Boy Day.
Ends, is all I'm saying.
Really?
Yeah, that does not seem right, right?
Like, all right. What? Well, thanks to Simon C. Holland for our Christmas tweets of the week. We have more. We'll unleash them on the next show. In a rare moment, the DTO crew is forced under the umbrella of love.
It reminds
love.
Me of the old days.
Yeah,
umbrella does. Of love.
This was the pre-COVID, how it was before. Then we did the distance. And
I
then
know.
We
just stayed
it.
There. Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, Sweat Articles by Smart People.
But articles by bald people.
You know, guys, a lot of people pay for this sound.
Let's just record. Oh, the electronics.
Yeah.
Yo, yeah, your little sleep machine.
If you're on the Calm app.
Calm app, yeah.
Yeah.
We should all talk in a very monotone voice.
There's all kinds of rain sounds.
Coming up next, 5 tips for surviving the holidays when you're a parent.
You know, they got, what's his name, Kevin Hart, on the Calm app now as a narrator?
How does that work?
It's not calm at all.
I saw The Rock was on that one.
Yeah, oh, these guys aren't calming me down.
All right, well, let me tell you. I'll give you some surviving the holidays tips.
Sorry.
All right, many of us grew up eagerly awaiting the holiday season, the gifts, the decorations, the yummy food, the time off from school, and the warm feelings of family togetherness. We become families. Sharing these things was supposed to be a magical journey, yet the reality of holiday season, which starts at Halloween, becomes more about surviving the holidays. We're stuck preparing for guests, travel, planning, abundance of school, community, tackling holiday shopping lists, holiday magic, generally replaced by an inordinate amount of stress and exhaustion. So here are 5 tips from care.com, Wendy Wisner. This was just updated, so Wendy's like...
Wendy Wisner.
Oh, yeah, she's on top current. Of this. Yeah.
It's a fake name.
Number one... It's not a fake name.
It's too good to be a real name.
Wendy Wisner?
She's coming after you
it's
now.
It's a good name.
I've already gotten bad karma from the weather people. Don't get Wendy Wisner on my
Don't get her mad at us.
All right, number one.
Sheets.
Perfectionism. Katie Cloyd, a mom of two from Nashville, Tennessee, feels a great deal of pressure to curate the perfect holiday dinner. Pressure for me comes from tradition, says Cloyd, who lives far from an extended family and feels that it's entirely up to her to create holiday memories for her boys that are similar to her own child. Yet her husband said, hey, you want to go out to dinner instead? He suggested Chinese food. She did not. So, are you guys perfectionists? Are you cool? Are you laid back? How are your holiday meals? I guess this is pertaining to meal holiday meals.
Meals? We're sticking with the meals right now?
Or no, just out traditions.
Out of the gate. Right. Yeah.
Like, I thought this one I kind of felt like I didn't agree as much with because they're saying, like, let go a little bit. But for me, I think this is what it's all about, right? Mm. Like, it's like this is the tradition, and it's not supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be hard.
Miserable.
That shows the effort that you put in to make the effort to get together and keep doing the tradition.
Yeah.
And prioritizing the family time and that this is, you know, and especially nowadays. So I don't know. I mean, I definitely feel like this will add to your holiday stress, but this is one where I'm like, it's the juice is worth the squeeze, you know. Like,
there you go.
Suck it up, and you know, we're gonna do our family Christmas
dinner.
Yeah,
yeah.
To a degree, right? To a degree. So my main thought was, absolutely. So like sometimes you got to push through with some of these traditions, but definitely distill the ones that like give you that spark of joy. I'm stealing. What's her name? Kondo.
Marie Kondo.
Came to mind. Like she like this idea that like get rid of anything that doesn't give you a spark of joy. So like I did listen to that book and I was like, okay, definitely take the ones that really truly give you some joy. Like but you can filter out maybe the ones that are just
all I'm saying is this is that there's a little bit of what do you call it? Delayed gratification, where doesn't bring you joy even in the moment.
Right.
But years later, the memories.
There's a reason we're doing it, right?
Doing it, yeah. Like, you know, that's going to pay off someday. You got to believe. And so I would say muscle through. But yeah, if it's stressing you out, like the article says, chill out.
Yeah, you're so sentimental tonight.
I thought, too, what was really interesting, and this can translate to many different things. We used to call him the Pinterest mom, right? Like, mm-hmm. you know, every school project was done beautifully. It was just, yeah. you know, with this and that. Yeah. And so it says, Jackson believes social media is probably the biggest culprit of feeding us unhealthy messages about what it means to be a good parent during the holidays. Her advice, set realistic expectations, consider taking a social media hiatus during the season. Now, I see Chris's conversation, which is muscle through it, get through the tradition, you know, all the kids. But it is hard, right?
Like, it's hard, yeah.
When you're cooking and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Sure. It's hard's not bad, yeah.
No, right. How you handle hard.
Yeah.
Is a thing. But, yeah, you see this, right, because you're comparing, and you run into, like, every conversation, you're comparing yourself to social media.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, you see the table that, you know, Kylie Jenner had yeah. at her blah, 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 blah. Or in our world, there's this, I'm not going to name names, but people go overboard on the Elf on a Shelf. Yeah. And they're constantly showing these massively, like, creative details.
They have, like, CGI in there. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I was like, what the heck?
Come on, man. It's like, let's get real here. Since social media can create a great deal of stress for parents, particularly during the holidays, significantly reduce or avoid it so you are not pressured to purchase items or mimic scenarios that feel good or feel bad because you can't buy or do particular things, she says. Mm-hmm. All right. So this is kind of wrapping back around to yours. This topic on the CARE article is pressure to recreate the magic of our childhoods. Mm-hmm. Like many parents, Heather Clark, mom, wants to create holiday magic that she remembers. I tried hard to rekindle these feelings. The holidays used to stir in me. Unfortunately, the reality of making magic isn't that simple.
Right.
I feel like there's an homage to tradition as much as we had in our family. Like, we eat certain things on the day, and we bring out certain flatware and silverware, and we have a timed meal, and then this person comes over, or we go to that person's house. But I think that you've got to make it your own, too, right? Like,
yeah.
I think that recreating your own
evolves, yeah.
Yeah. But
it evolves. I like that.
But, but you got to muscle through it.
You
still got to muscle through it.
But I mean, just together. It's about togetherness in the end. And like, I think we talked about this on the last pod, is like just creating, like, that home should be the haven for the family. And, like, like those type of things are about togetherness, and that kind of catalyzes safety. You know what I mean? Like, these things are about, like, you don't do traditions alone. You do them together. And so those are these together moments that are rare. So maybe that's part of that pie.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, on our last episode, we spoke a lot about tradition. Mm-hmm. And this kind of plays into that as well. Tradition can be a very powerful driver at the holidays. And can sometimes, though, make fun seem like a duty. But it's a good idea to listen to that feeling and just kind of... I think they're saying here, basically, go with the flow.
There's, like, a seasonality to it where I feel like there's, like, like you were saying, since we don't really have the changing of the seasons out here, but it's, like, there's these rituals that we come to expect, like, oh, like, we're going to, you know, go trick-or-treating and decorate the house, and then we're going to go, you know, into Thanksgiving, and for Easter egg, yeah. we do the Easter egg hunt and all this, and, you know, it's just, like, it just kind of reminds us of the passing of time and helps us take a beat, I guess.
Yeah, and in my case, now I really geek out. Like, I can't wait till September 1st. I can't wait till...
Like, something to look forward to.
Yeah, fall decorations, exactly. You know, Halloween, mm-hmm. and then getting Halloween over with. But
and, I mean, we have a generational situation here. We do Sinterklaas, and so, you know, we definitely are doing all the things... pop that absolutely,
and we mimic and them all that?
Yeah, we mimic them to the T, I'd say, of what was done in the Dirksen household, right? Like, for example, pop would
yes actually giving presents at Christmas time, generally some people do, but most people do it at Sinterklaas, right. But it's not like the American Christmas.
Yeah, ours is pretty
The American extreme. Christmas, they actually, it's more valuable presents.
Mm.
And the Dutch Santa Claus is more the teasing type of present, the small things, and they wrap things which are not actually very valuable, and they're joking, they're making poems about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more... No, yeah, it's less materialistic.
So actually, America smashed together Santa Claus and Jesus' birthday. In Holland, it's split into Santa Claus and Jesus' birthday. Mm. Think about it. What do they have to do with each other, really? Nothing. So we smashed together Santa Claus and Christ's birth.
Can I throw a third one in there?
Go on.
I was born on December 20th.
Oh, wow.
Oh, bummer.
So can we call it Mike Interclaus?
Sacrilege.
Oh.
Air Pete.
No, I always joke with my kids. I'm like, you know, first it's me and then Jesus. Like, it's pretty cool company right to have. We're like the last two, like, big boys of the year. And then we move on to the new year.
Yeah. Me and Jesus.
No, but thank you for that. I mean, I agree. I think Americans, we do go overboard on the consumerism front, on the materialistic front. But, you know, I do think there's a lot more heartfelt, smaller items. Because we have our best friends are from Sweden. It's the same type of situation.
It's a good segue to the next point.
Well, funny you should point my way, because the next point is...
We could do that since we're closer together now.
Good segue, financial stress. The holidays are supposed to be a time for appreciating loved ones and showing them how much we care. Instead, the media bombards us with messages saying the best way to express love is to shell out big bucks on material possessions. Far too often, all this translates into buying extravagant gifts for everyone in our lives, whether we can afford them or not. During the holiday season, she says financial stress is often the number one stressor, and it's not just presents for kids. It's gifts that you're expected to buy for coworkers, teachers, extended family, and more. Stream around of money stress.
Yep. Mm.
I see that because, you know, like you have a credit card that's just for Christmas.
Really?
Right? Well, I used to.
Man.
Wow.
I used to.
You're getting laughed at by the Dutch guy.
No, but it's not like a $20,000 limit here. It's just there.
You keep it isolated.
Huh?
You keep it isolated just so you know.
Yeah. I use it for other things, but it is that's the card that I would, if I go over my own personal budget.
I think it's really big. Like, my parents were way too big on presents. And luckily I had, you know, I married someone who had a much more modest approach to the gift side. And so we were able to damp it early, like put the brakes on, like almost like pulling the horse reins. Like, oh my gosh, we can't keep up with what I did growing up. My parents they loved it. They loved the Christmas presents, you know, stacked up. Around to the ceiling, you know, covering the windows, and it was for them, because that was kind of, it wasn't necessarily,
they wanted to see the joy that
they loved. That that's like kind of how they did it, but like, we can't keep up with that. So like, I think it's really important. My teaching point would be like, get on it early and set the standard for what is joyous, you know, and what, and also I know it's coming up, I'm cutting corners here, but experience. We've been concentrating on giving them gifts that are like horse riding, we're going to go to this theme park, whatever, you know, so like giving experiential gifts, they're just as happy, and it's not a bunch of plastic crap.
No, I agree. The funnest little things around the American Christmas anyway is the white elephant.
Yeah.
And just the $5, $10 trade gift, re-gift kind of thing. That's the fun, right? And that's
totally
4 hours of fun and laughter and memories, and then, you know.
You set that standard early, though, with like, oh, we got to get them 10 gifts each. Then you got to do it, or you feel like.
Right.
Then they're spoiled, basically.
Yeah. Or they don't value what they're getting because they just bounce around until they run out of adrenaline and endorphins.
And batteries.
And then, and or batteries. But I got it laughed at, so I'm excited about that. That's movement in my recovery.
We get laughed at a lot, Americans, at our consumerism.
For sure.
Our Dutch fans are, you know.
They're out there. Well, listen.
Like, we got a Dutch guy on the show.
So here's a practical advice from the psychiatrist. She says, try the four-gift rule. Carter uses a four-gift rule to focus on meaningful gift-giving and keep spending under control for her family. Instead of receiving a limitless pile of presents, each child gets four simple gifts. Something you want, something you need, something to wear, and something to read.
Jeez, that's a lot of gifts.
That's also
like one of those, man. Something you want, that's enough, isn't it?
Well.
I don't know. Like, we don't have that crazy.
It's like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. It could be a book and a sock and
We do the one
Charlie
gift.
Charlie wanted a candy bar, Chris. Why do you gotta be so mean to people right now?
We do the stocking where lots of like little things like candies and stuff, but you know, only one thing.
And the Yuletide in general, the Advent. Them opening the Advent each day, getting one little chocolate. Yeah, that's part of it.
I like that.
Well, that's a whole month too. Yeah.
That's
and
what I mean.
Every day the kids race home to open that tiny little paper door.
Dude, December
1. I agree.
Getting one for myself this year.
Yeah, just for you get one chocolate a day.
I'm always jealous every day. I'm like,
can I have a bite?
Well, here's her second advice on that, just to finish it up. Give experiences instead of things. Now, we do a lot of that. Yeah. But she says, community parties, free days at museums, and things that are always free, walk in the snow, are really good options. If you're looking to make these free options feel more gifty, make a coupon book of experiences for your loved ones to choose from. That's a cute idea.
We all know what the coupon book just
We said. All did the
yeah,
it one free back massage.
Get redeemed.
One,
they don't get redeemed.
Love those.
One free groom cleaning.
That's the best.
Never get it.
I'm going to cash them in, man.
My little girl had, I think in first grade, she gave me one that says, I'll clean the room for eternity. And I still have it up on our kitchen wall.
It's
but it doesn't really happen.
It's funny.
Anyway.
It's a QR code or something.
So again, for number four, keeping up with the Joneses.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it always the Joneses?
I don't know.
It's a common.
Why isn't it the Winters or the Browns or the Chives?
Jones is a very common American name.
If you spend time on Instagram or Facebook, it might seem that every parent beside you is able to do it all and do it well. Clark can relate, especially during the Halloween costume frenzy. I'm just not that crafty Pinterest mom, and it makes me stressed and down on myself, she says. Shares that often dresses her kids in store-bought costumes. I don't know why we went back to Halloween. But basically, it's talking about avoiding the comparison trap.
Yeah.
So if the family next door's little girl gets this, and they're good friends, and your girl wanted that, it's trying to avoid that comparison trap. Ben, you look like you were ready to launch into a diatribe.
I was, but it's just like, I mean, that's never been a struggle for me because I find it pathetic, even that mindset. So, I mean, really? Try to keep up with someone
you're
else.
Right. No, it's just, you know. I love you.
I never looked at someone as pathetic. I just thought that's not my cup of tea. I think there's two ways of phrasing
I
it.
Don't know.
You weakling.
Yeah. You pathetic.
I was about to be quiet. You resurrected my thoughts.
Oh, for instance, making Pinterest worthy cookies might impress some other parents. Maybe the kids would actually have more fun squirting icing in spring. You know, we're in the same camp on this. All right, number five, jam-packed schedules. Mm-hmm. That's the last one, actually.
Yay.
Did you say yay? You got somewhere to be?
No, you got a jam-packed schedules.
During the holiday seasons, families are often grappling with issues of being spread too thin. Families do too much to try and pack a holiday schedule too tightly with activities, she adds.
Yeah.
The reasons parents feel compelled to pack it all in, sometimes it can be a desire to please everyone, even though it's unrealistic to do so. Other times, it's just a result of adding whatever without eliminating anything. I actually have to say we're fairly even keel.
You guys are good at that in general.
You know, we don't pack them too much.
We do too much, yeah.
Yeah, we do too much.
But, yeah, it does. That's the biggest stressor, you know, like because we got – like I said, we got Santa Claus and my daughter's birthday at the same time. And then,
when's her birthday?
25th of November. So it's Thanksgiving, daughter's birthday, Santa Claus, and then Christmas. So it gets to be way too much. But I think the secret there is just like.
Dip one day at a time?
Well, just do what you can. And like, I don't know.
No, just pack it in.
Oh, you
grind
you just
it,
go
out.
For it out?
Yeah, because you're going to have some days off, some vacation time to recuperate. So you might as well put in the effort and just like grind it out.
Here we go. He's grinding. We got a grinder here.
Because like we got like my in-laws family, so we go to we want to have a Christmas dinner with them. So then we have to do the same.
But
my
family, I think the point is, where is that point where it's not
fun
anymore? It doesn't have to be
fun. You're making the memory. We're spending the time. That's the valuable thing. And we could sit there and watch football and the parade, and the kids are on their phone, but we're gonna sit in the room. Just grind it out, man. Like the article even says, like, we only have a handful of Christmases. Like, it's a finite number.
Oh,
so
don't get sad on me now.
Just saying.
Maybe when we're grandparents, that's when we get to chill, right, Pop? Like, that's when you get to observe and just maybe.
You never get to chill, right?
I look at it like anything. I put a carrot at the end, and I know I'm going to get to that carrot eventually. So, like, if I have a really big, say I have a really big job in life going on, a work, a project, I'm like, all right, on Sunday night, all this anxiety and stress is going to be gone, and I'm going to have a big goblet of wine in my hand.
Yeah.
So I start imagining what that's going to look like, taste like, what my what the warmth of my cozy sweatpants are going to be, what I'm going to be watching.
There you go.
You know, but it's the same thing with, like, these really busy months. I'm like, okay, well, it's only a day. And then you take the next day, and then you take the next day. But again, like, we're pretty chill.
Life is
our New Year's is chill. Our Thanksgiving. This one's a little more chaotic. We're actually flying across country for the first time. But okay. Yeah, anyway, so her advice is taking care of yourself is the bottom line here.
How does self-care always sneak itself into our podcast?
I think it's importante.
Okay. I guess if you're not happy, the family's not going to be happy.
Right. Right, and who wants a grumpy present wrapper or turkey cutter or New Year's Eve popper,
popper?
Bottom line, survive the holidays. Obviously, again, says take care of yourself. Beside becoming more self-aware of your holiday stress triggers, perhaps the most important and often neglected way to avoid burnout is prioritizing self-care.
It's a lot of rain.
Man, we're about to get lightning.
Self-care parents around the holidays might look like meditating, asking for help, or making sure to eat well and exercise. Take time for yourself. Mm-hmm. So that's it. That's it from care.com. We didn't have time to get to the 7 holiday tips for parents, but we'll get into that one next time. Coming up next, the quiz of a lifetime.
It's quiz time! Parent quiz! Quiz, 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 quiz.
All right, we're back. The storm has passed.
Jeez. Like, man, that was...
We are taking one for the team tonight, listeners. We are just 4 men huddled under an umbrella in a downpour.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Equipment's out and all.
I like that you took your jacket off.
I know, that was weird.
When it started raining harder.
Like, I had to save the equipment.
Oh, is that what
you... Yeah,
threw it over the gear.
Equipment first, family second. All right, so we'll kind of have a 2-parter Christmas episode. This will be a holiday-ish episode, and then the next one we'll actually have Christmas. But we can kick it in with a little Christmas trivia because trivia is always fun. There are 10 questions from Crafty Lab. Everybody can play along.
Okay.
It's pretty multiple choice oriented. And the winner will take home, let's see.
The rest of that candle.
No. I have some lovely Bath & Body Works lotion that my wife left over from an event. So we'll give that to you on the way out. The rain has now subsided. That was Chris. Oh, by the way, the drink came in while we were under our weather watch.
Storm watch.
Doppler. It was a pomegranate mule is what was enjoyed this evening, courtesy of the lovely JVK. All right, so number one, in the song Jingle Bell Rock, where are they dancing and prancing? In the song
Jingle Bell Rock,
is it Jingle Bell Square, Times Square, or Rockefeller Center?
I think I already answered that. Jingle Bell Square.
You said Jingle Bell Square? Everybody say Jingle Bell Square?
Of course.
Correct answer is Jingle Bell Square.
Nice.
A lot of people found that funny. All right, number two. What's my kid's favorite movie right now? What do the Mean Girls cast sing at the Christmas talent show? What do the Mean Girls cast?
I haven't seen it.
Is it Santa Claus is Coming to Town?
No.
Jingle Bells or Jingle Bell
this
Rock?
This is Mel Rock.
This is Jingle Bell Rock. Rock.
It was Jingle Bell.
I didn't
Bell
watch
Rock.
The movie. Go on.
Okay, well, it is that.
Oh, it's a classic. Chris is correct. Jingle Bell Rock.
Hello.
All right, good job, Chris. That scores 1-1. Who wrote the classic Christmas carol, Feliz Navidad?
Oh, dang.
Is it Luis Fonsi, Juan Gabriel, or Jose Feliciano?
I think it's Juan Gabriel.
Feliz Navidad.
Is that the first one?
No, the first one is not. That's the guy that sings the...
Luis Fonsi, Juan Gabriel, or Jose Feliciano.
It's the second one.
The third one, just because it's...
I wouldn't know why one wouldn't know this, but the correct answer is Jose Feliciano.
Yeah. I got it.
The legendary.
Yeah.
We can actually keep score without Mark like rubbing it in my face.
Yes.
Cheating and rubbing it in my face.
He does. Mark. He does Google things.
Mark. No, I'm not.
All right, question four. if you didn't know the last one, you'll never know this one. Fill in the blank. A Bad Mom's Christmas stars Mila Kunis, Kristen Bell, and Tina Fey, Catherine Hahn, or Anna Faris.
These are pretty obscure Christmas movies.
I'm giving you multiple choice. The way that works is that you have a 1 in 3 chance to get
fourth
it correct.
Grade, bro.
Leslie Jones. I'm going to say Tina Fey. Tina Fey. Yeah.
Kristen Bell, Mila Kunis, and who starred in A Bad Mom's Christmas?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a Mila Kunis Tina Fey. Rebound.
Both of you are incorrect. It is Catherine Hahn.
I don't know who that is.
Catherine Hahn.
Don't need to know.
All right. This should be a no-brainer, but we don't know what the brains are doing. Which famous duo sang Last Christmas?
Gave you
Last Christmas.
Yeah, Wham.
Was it Wham? Simon and Garfunkel or The Proclaimers?
Wham. George Michael.
It's my children's favorite Christmas song.
Really?
Well, it's in the top three.
Wow. Okay.
Yes, it is George Michael and Wham. Which artist recorded the hit Blue Christmas in 1964?
Elvis Presley.
Oh, yeah,
Bob Dylan, right. Elvis Presley, or Marvin Gaye?
You're right.
Marvin Gaye.
Elvis.
The correct answer, obviously, is Elvis Presley.
Okay.
Oh, I hit the laughter button by mistake. Elvis was funny as well, starring in several movies, including The Amazing Blue Hawaii. what is another common name for Secret Santa?
Ooh.
Kris Kringle, Saint Nick, or Father Christmas?
What do you mean?
Would know this, right?
Secret what is another common name for Secret Santa?
Kris Kringle.
Secret Santa?
It's Kris Kringle.
Number one, Kris Kringle is correct. Yeah. We're going on to number eight. A Yule log or boucher de Noël is a typical Christmas dessert in which region?
Yule log.
North America, Western Europe, or Australia's Gold Coast?
Western Europe.
Let's say Western Europe.
Number two, Western Europe is correct.
Ding, ding, ding.
Pigeon talk is speculasting.
The sprinklers are on again.
Yeah, it'll pass.
Question nine. Which of the following is a traditional Italian dessert at Christmas? Pandoro, Cristolin, or Buenelos?
Buenelos?
Am I
saying that right?
The second one, Cristolo.
Cristolin?
I'm going to say the first one.
Panettone.
Panettone. Panettone.
That's Italian.
Well, if that was a choice.
Oh.
I would give it to you, but I think the P is all we need out of that.
Yeah.
Yes. Number one, Panettone is right.
Panettone.
Okay. Number 10.
You got it.
Which country does the holiday drink Coquito originate
from?
What
is it?
Brazil.
Coquito.
Brazil.
Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, or Costa Rica?
Dang it. None of them.
I'm going to say Costa Rica.
I'm going to say the DR.
You're going to say it, but did you say it?
I did.
All right.
Dominican Republic.
Both of you are incorrect.
Dang
it is Puerto Rico. We have a tie on
all
this
right.
one, and an international guest obviously wins all trivia games.
Yeah.
Yay.
Lotion.
Lotion
for you, sir. The crowd goes crazy.
How much for that lotion?
All right, that was the quiz. We are under another storm watch here in the backyard here in California. Doppler is blowing us up right now.
It was all your
Coming
fault.
Up next, things that make us smile.
Give me a second on that. I'm not prepared.
Wow, come on, you're here there. Bang, right there. Teed up for you.
What's with you tonight?
The right,
go on. Go on, we'll figure it out.
All right, ready?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I already hit it.
Oh.
All right, it's time for things that make us smile. Our very first international guest makes me smile right off the bat, but I'll let you have that limelight. I said earlier in the show, I was very excited about, the performance because I love seeing kids just so bright and so fun and so energetic. We're just having a really good run. It's busy. But I'm very grateful for my family, and we all will take a lot of this in and kind of absorb it. But, this is a great time of year as well. And all of that makes me smile. Plus, being involved in something bigger than ourselves, which is the toy drive this
toy
year,
drive.
Will also make me smile.
Small tourism there.
All right.
Man, I would say I'm really excited about my daughter coming home for Thanksgiving.
As you should be.
Man, next week she's going to be home actually on Tuesday. And she wants to come to work with me while she has the week off. So,
well, hold on. She's coming home. That's a great sign already. That means you did it. Your kid's coming home when they don't have to.
Oh, yeah. But that's, food. Yeah, that's true.
Dude, that's like the goal in life, that when they start, when they come home, thanks, when they don't have to.
Well, I'm excited about that. That's one of my... It is the turkey.
For the turkey. Yeah. Turkey is not the best meat.
You ruined it for me now, though, man.
I just posted this meme today. If your kids grow up and want to hang out with you...
Yeah. What'd you say?
Then you have won the parenting jackpot.
There you go. That's kind of what I mean.
She wants to hang out, so hey, I feel like I'm a winner. Big winner. And then my younger kid played in this veterans golf tournament, and to be honest, it was like at our local course, where of course we're going to do it and support the thing. And so we woke up, and she paired up with an actual veteran, and they had a tournament where every kid plays with a veteran. And man,
she play with John McEnroe?
No. But he was a...
Pete Sampras?
Like a veteran army and military.
Oh, a veteran. Oh, I thought you meant like a veteran athlete.
No. Okay. These are disabled. On Veterans Day. Oh, for the Veterans Day tournament.
Sorry, I missed the whole first half of that conversation.
So,
that's
did
amazing.
It.
Amazing.
But then, doing it, she ended up talking through with this foursome the whole round and ended up, really kind of appreciating it. And at the end, they asked to pass the mic around. And she got up and spoke and was like... gave this really moving speech about not wanting, not ever appreciating it, and now how this right opened her eyes up to the sacrifice and all this stuff that the veterans made. And
that's
she
really awesome.
Came home, watched Saving Private Ryan and all that. So it was a really proud moment for me. And then the last one is the Roomba. Gosh, you guys, it's a robot.
It is very
vacuum,
satisfying.
Man. Radar.
It works really good.
Interesting.
Very interesting, right?
It's making me smile. All right, kicking it over to you, buddy.
Kicking it over to me. Well, I guess it's pretty. It made me smile when I told my father-in-law tonight that we've been doing a podcast for 4 years, and he's like, "Oh, really?" I didn't tell him, indeed. So he found out about it tonight, and here he is. So that was kind of funny. Trying to describe that in Dutch, he's like, "What do you mean? You do?" Yeah. So anyway, that was funny. And so just having our little house full with grandparents, and it's the swirl and the noise and the mess, and that's it's hell and it's fun at the same time. And rain, man, love rain, the cleansing, you guys know that about me, I guess. MK's trying to hold back the giggles. It's like drinking fresh orange juice in the rain. Yeah. It's my favorite.
Sitting with
coffee on the porch with rain in the morning, my Lord, that's just like that's what I wait for. So that made me smile. Did that, boom.
I think that's fantastic. You didn't even mention your guest.
What do you mean I didn't mention him? I just said how...
Well, you didn't actually say he makes me smile.
Oh.
Let's why don't you give him
a
hug?
Oh, yeah. Well, so, again, my father-in-law's here. If you didn't know me, I'm not filtering anything. He already knows it all, 20 years together. But, yeah, it's just great. I just said it's great to have them in the house. Did you not hear that?
I think the rain's really thrown me off for the sake of that. I apologize.
That's awesome.
I keep wondering if I hear thunder.
Shall our guests say what makes him smile?
Yes, totally I would love that. We'd be honored.
Well, actually, it's only since 4 years that we are back in the United States. Mm. This is the second day we are around here. And I have been smiling for 2 days now.
Aww. Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, he's the most positive and happy person I know. So, yeah, take notes, people.
That's a good spirit to have around. Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, we welcome you. We hope you have a wonderful, wonderful holiday. Thank you for being on the show, and thank you for hanging out with us during the weirdest show we've ever had.
Yeah, that was awesome.
During the thunderclap.
Chris is in the weirdest mood he's ever been in.
No offense, Mark.
That's a good point. All right, well, we are the Dad Time Out Show. You can always find us just at the end, www.dadtimeoutshow.com. We transcribe all our episodes now. We also post blogs recapping with show notes and all that good stuff. So if you want to subscribe to that, just, you know, throw your email in a little box. That's how it works. But we're going to have a big show coming up next. So I look forward to seeing you on the flip side of that. Toy Drive info will be online and all the good stuff. Thank you guys for being here. Have a great night. Stay dry wherever you are in the country and have a wonderful holiday, whether you listen to us or not. If they didn't listen to us.
But if they do listen to us.
But if you do listen to us.
A fate is day.
We're the Dad Time Out Show. And we're out of here.
Sorry.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Dad Time Out Show. We're out of here. We've been listening to you talk for an hour.